Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman.
This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's the Sandman.
I'm so alone.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. It's so great to be with you this morning. Hope you're enjoying your summer, getting out there and shredding up some waves, maybe playing some more golf than you otherwise would, or maybe just spending some more time with your kids. It's been a great summer so far, and can you believe August is just around the corner? We're almost there. Yeah, and back to school again. Anyway, for those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, they call me the Sandman. That's right, just like the song. Because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I'm a financial advisor and I'm an attorney. We are broadcasting live right now out of our studios in Oakland and Laguna Hills. So if you have a question, maybe something just happened to you this week. I don't know, maybe you got served or you got in a car accident or you got a big fight with your brother over how you're going to deal with your mom's house. I mean, who knows? All these types of things you might have questions about. Call us right now. The number to call is 808-KNBR. Anywhere in the Bay Area, you're hearing this. 808-KNBR, or numerically, it's 415-808-5627. You have a question, give us a call. 415-808-5627. Or if you don't want to be on the air, you can always tweet me a question at PYA Radio. That's at PYA Radio anytime. Life is full of difficult decisions and change. You just can't get away from it. Sometimes we experience a change at work that forces us to face some difficult decisions, like what should you do with your 401k? I know you've moved around several times and you got 401ks, maybe pensions lying around all over the place. You have choices. What do you do with these things? It's a tough decision, but nevertheless, it's an important one. And you shouldn't leave this to chance or forget about it. So this week, I'm going to discuss with you, when you leave your job, should you take your 401k with you? I'm going to explore the pros and cons of taking your 401k or other type of retirement plan when you change jobs or retire. And I've got a little secret to share with you about a tax break in your 401k. So you're going to want to hear all about this. That and a whole lot more is coming up here on Protect Your Assets as we share what smart moves you can make with your 401k. It's going to be a real education this morning. So keep it right here. Now, let's get started. Let's turn to the economy, because that certainly was the big news this week. Can you believe it? According to the Commerce Department, this came out yesterday, the GDP for the U.S., this is for the second quarter. This is amazing. It came in at 4.1%, up 4.1%. Now, I know you probably heard about this, was all over the news yesterday, but this is a big deal. This is strong economic growth. This is the strongest pace that we've seen since 2014. It was double what last quarter's was. Now, what's going on here? Where is all this? What does this mean? So business, and I'll just temper myself for a second, because you can tell the last few weeks I've been pretty excited about the economy overall. I've been talking about this. And so this is just more verification of what I've been talking about. Now, this is also very interesting. In this report, we saw that businesses now are investing more than normal. They're up about 7% in terms of their investment. Now, this is important. Why is this important? Why is it important when business starts investing? This is a bullish sign that the economy, this is showing late stage growth when businesses typically get back into investing in this fashion. But this is what's so interesting about this latest market rally is that sentiment is still not that bullish. Overall, people are still a little concerned about the trade war and about other things that could happen, like interest rates rising. So I think this could be the pop. Once the impact of this sort of growth is realized, that's what could be the catalyst to drive this market higher. Now, President Trump immediately jumped on the White House lawn yesterday after this came out and had to talk about how next quarter is going to be, in his words, outstanding. What does that mean? I think it means that you're going to see GDP this year greater than 3% overall. That's strong. And that means that we have two things we've got to be worried about right now, or at least concerned about, at least be paying attention to. And if you're building a portfolio right now or you have an investment account, this is what you want to look for. Look for inflation to remain around 2.8%. If inflation gets greater than that, we're going to have a problem. And so you want to own things that are more defensive. And I'll talk about that in a minute. Also, good news yesterday. You saw President Trump reach an agreement with the EU chairman about the trade war in Europe. It's over. This is what we expected. We expect this team to negotiate and get deals done. And that's what they're doing. So this is good news. This is more good news. Now, the consumers are also back there spending. But this is new news. This hasn't happened in years. The lower end consumer is spending again. This is positive. This shows that the whole economy is really growing and people are getting involved in spending. Government, as we know, is spending more on defense. We saw that too in this report. So this is all really, really good news. And I think this is going to last throughout the rest of the year and that we're going to see a stronger market overall. So what's going to be another problem? Well, it's going to be, how do we put all these people to work for all these jobs that we're creating? That's the problem right now they're talking about, is we've got a great economy. Things are all firing. Everything's great. But we don't have enough people to do the work to get this to the next level. And that's a great question. So I'm going to throw it out there. And maybe somebody out there has an answer for me, because that's the next problem, is how do we find more qualified people to do all the work that's being created? Because we certainly don't want to burn out. Anyway, this is quite interesting. All right. Now, next, what about homes? Now, existing home sales, this fell, was down about 0.6%. Not a big deal in June. And this was because of the tight supply and the higher prices. Get this. Real estate prices are up 5.2% year over year. And according to NAR, sales should increase over the second half of this year. So expect that to continue to be a very tight market. And if you're like a lot of my clients and prospects out there who call us about their real estate, maybe down in Sunnyvale where your little house is now worth like $2.5 or $3 million, this might be a great time to cash in on some of that equity and retire the way you've always dreamed. So think about that. This is a great time to capitalize on all that wealth you've created in the ground. Tuesday, we saw corporate earnings come out. This is another theme that's happening right now. We are in the middle of earnings season. I've been talking about this. Earnings are excellent. Right now, the second quarter earnings are up over 22%. That's huge. And it should continue, according to a lot of these analysts, into the third quarter. Now, what are the headwinds they're all talking about? Because this is the theme that's developing right now. Higher dollar. The dollar's getting stronger. Higher interest rates. Trade disputes, particularly in the steel industry, steel costs rising. So if you own stocks right now, you've got to pay attention to how these things are going to affect the earnings on your stocks, like Whirlpool, like United Technology, like GM. You heard them all talk about it this week. What does it mean? Don't own those things. Go to other areas that are going to do well. I expect the market overall to get higher, and I don't think any of this is significant in terms of a big reaction to what I'm talking about. So you've got to start looking at different sectors to get involved in. Turning to the markets for the week, the Dow was up 1.6%. S&P was up 0.6%. NASDAQ hit an all-time high of 78.41, but closed the week down 1.1%. Why? Facebook. I'm free. And Twitter. Free. They're free falling. down 18% in one day. It was Facebook, and Twitter was off over 20% in one day yesterday. And this is because of the earnings and because of the revenues they're talking about. So realize this, if you fail to report, if you can't deliver, you're going to get punished. And that's the reason why I'm going to talk today about owning one stock in your 401k. A lot of you out there work for these big companies and you get stock grants that you put in your 401k and you build this equity over time. But you get one day like that I just talked about and you're about ready to retire. That could change your world. So we're going to talk about that today. How do you deal with that? What should you do? What should you be thinking about? So exciting. Looks like Disney's going to buy Fox. Shareholders yesterday approved the merger. So that's going to continue to change the way we receive communications. It's so interesting. And I still like companies like Pfizer right now. Why? They're paying a 3.65% dividend right now. The balance sheet is extremely healthy. And I expect this sort of a name to have some more upside in the future. You got to be patient. But more importantly, it's defensive, which means that if things go wrong, doesn't necessarily work out. You want companies with strong balance sheets. Now, let's turn to next week. Another big week for earnings. First of all, Monday, we have Caterpillar. Caterpillar is typically a market mover that will report. Tuesday could be big for the market. You have the Case-Shiller home prices come out, as I was just talking about with homes. Could affect the real estate market. We have earnings from Apple on Tuesday. I expect this is going to be important. This could be another big moving day. We saw what just happened with Facebook and Twitter. Technology starting to get some disruption. We'll see what happens with Apple. Now, as you know, a lot of different funds own that stock. So that's a big deal. Pfizer is going to report Tuesday. Wednesday, this sets us up for Friday. Wednesday is the ADP, the private employment report that's going to come out. That's going to give us a precursor to see what Friday is going to be like as the jobs report, the July jobs report will come out. This sets the tone for the entire market. So be ready for that. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, want to find missing money in your 401k? Don't touch that dial. Stay with me for the entire show. You're listening to Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818. The economy burst your bubble? Call the Liberty Group right now to review your retirement assets, learn how to minimize market risk, and to create a comprehensive income strategy for your retirement. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. If you're just joining us this morning, we're talking about leaving your job. Should you take your 401k with you? I'm going to explore the pros and cons of taking your 401k or retirement plan when you change jobs or retire. We're also going to let you know how you might find some missing money. That's right, missing dollars out there in your 401k. So let's talk about this. Changing jobs can be super exciting. Most companies will let you leave your money at your old 401k plan, but you can no longer contribute to it because you don't work there anymore. And you're going to have multiple 401k plans floating around if you go from job to job and just leave them there. If your new employer accepts your rollover, this could be a good option if you like the new plan and the fees aren't too high and they have a lot of good investment choices, maybe more than you had before. This is one way your money will all be in one account and could be a lot easier for you to keep track of and manage as you work away in the salt mines. If you aren't happy with the investment options offered by the new plan, or you just don't like the fees or whatever it happens to be, then you can always roll over your old 401k to an individual retirement account. Now, there's different types of accounts, and this might be something that you want to look at, because there could be options for you that could give you more investment choices and lower fees. Now, I know a lot of this is kind of basic and you probably know what I'm talking about, but there are some of you out there that don't. So let me just build on this some more. Now, there are two types of retirement accounts that you can pick, but you get to pick when you pay the taxes. And that's what we want to talk about right now. With a traditional IRA, this is one that we just call a regular old IRA. You contribute dollars to that pre-tax, and you let that money grow tax deferred over time. Now, again, you could roll your 401k into one of these and let those dollars grow over time without paying taxes on them until you'll pay taxes on the contributions, again, as you put it in there, the IRA, not a 401k. And the investment gains will grow tax deferred. Now, when you withdraw the money in the future, that's also when you're going to pay tax on that money that's coming out of there. So if you roll your 401k into an IRA and later take the money out of that for that IRA, that will be taxed as ordinary income. And you can start to do that when you're 59 and a half, unless you meet some of the exclusions at 55. I'm not going to talk about that this morning, but there are ways to get around that rule if you need it. Now, if you withdraw money before that time, before age 59 and a half, typically, you're going to have to pay a 10% penalty fee, and you're going to pay ordinary income tax on that withdrawal. Now, the other option you have could be a Roth IRA conversion. Contributions are taxed when they're made into that Roth, but you can withdraw all that money tax-free once you reach age 59 and a half. There is an income cap on the Roth IRA. And for 2018, here are the numbers. Married people earning less than $189,000 can do it. Or if you're single earning less than $120,000, you can do this Roth. And you're allowed to make the maximum yearly contribution into the Roth account of $5,500. Or if you're over 50, then you can do $6,500. These are the current rules right now for 2018. So if you're thinking about your 401ks, maybe you have some laying all over the place. I know a lot of people do have three or four of them, particularly in the Valley, because you move from tech company to tech company, because the IPO is always better, right? Anyway, so this is what we do. But with all those 401ks, you should look at each one of them and think about possibly converting them into a Roth IRA, or moving it to an IRA account, or staying with the 401k where you are and moving it to a new 401k. You have so many options. So how do you actually move the money? Practically speaking, how does that happen? You have two options when it comes to rolling over your money. First, you could write this down. You could do a direct rollover or an indirect rollover. I recommend doing what I call the direct rollover. When you do an indirect rollover, you're the one who's going to handle the money. So the 401k provider will write you a check, and then it's up to you to actually deposit it into a new account. Folks, I've seen so many different types of things that can go wrong when you do that. So don't do that. Just don't do it. A lot more can go wrong if you handle it yourself. So I recommend the direct rollover and let the companies handle it. With a direct rollover, your 401k funds move straight to your new account and the money never touches your hands. Therefore, it should not be taxable. There's a few other things you want to keep in mind if you're going to be doing this. When you switch jobs, you never want to withdraw your 401k balance instead of moving it, because cashing out before age 59 and a half not only incurs that ordinary income tax on the entire amount and will add to your current earnings on top of that, so you'll probably be in the top tax bracket, but you also have to pay that 10% early withdrawal penalty. That can be really painful and really expensive. Also, be aware of this. There may be a one-time fee when you do a rollover. Some accounts I've seen have this thing called a closing fee. What's that? Well, this is money that you might have to pay to close that 401k. And typically these fees can be $50, $75. Again, if it's an insignificant amount when you consider the balance you're moving and the savings, it's just something else you want to consider. Also realize this, there is no limit right now on how much 401k money you can transfer to an IRA. A lot of people get caught up in this. So if you're moving accounts, it doesn't matter whether you have $1 million, $2 million, even $10 million, you can move that money to your IRA as long as you do the direct transfer. It doesn't matter how much it is. So I know this can be complicated and it can be very, very expensive if you do it incorrectly. So you want to make sure that you talk to a qualified, knowledgeable professional who can educate you before you make any sort of a decision in this area. Now, it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group who looks at these types of decisions every day. In our office, we have a CPA. We have 3 estate planning attorneys and 15 financial advisors who work as a team to help you through making decisions like this. We can help you understand what options you have right now with that old 401k. It's all in my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you're going to learn what precise steps you can take right now to find out what all your options are. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, TSA, 403b, or other type of retirement account, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers this morning, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, here's the number, 888-588-5818. Pick up the phone and talk to a member of my team. They're sitting there right now. Need something to do? Call them. They can help you with this. 888-588-5818 and find out what your options are today. Don't wait till next week. Call them right now. 888-588-5818. Coming up next on Protect Your Assets, want to find some missing money in your 401k? It's coming up next. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Put the past away. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties before the lies that you've been living in.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. As an investor, you absolutely need to know about all of your fees, learn what they are, and how to potentially reduce your fees by calling the Liberty Group for a no-obligation investment fee analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. If you're just joining us, we're discussing what happens when you leave your job. Maybe you're laid off, maybe you got a better promotion, maybe another opportunity, and so you leave your job and your 401k stays behind and you forget about it. Maybe there's some pension benefits. I remember as a kid, I used to work at Emporiums. You guys remember Emporium? And I was down there in Mountain View working at Emporium off Highway 85 there, and El Camino was on the corner. It's all gone now. It's a big hospital. In fact, one of my favorite clients happens to work down there. But Anyway, I remember working at that Emporium Capwell, and I remember they had these little pensions. So even if you worked for, say, you know, 6 months, a year, you could accumulate some money in this little pension, and it might pay you maybe $15 a month or something, but that's money. And you forget about this stuff because it was so long ago, and you wonder what's going on. This is what I found fascinating. I want to talk to you about this morning. It's not just you or me. There's millions of people out there who change jobs and leave more than a coffee mug behind. In fact, billions, that's right, billions of dollars in retirement assets are being held by this company, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Have you ever heard of that? The PBGC? You might want to write this down. Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. This company inherits pensions from companies that have either shut down their plans or moved their accounts over to this corporation. Over time, I know I forgot about different pensions that were out there, but you may too. Pensions, 401ks, you may lose track of them, or your former employer, this happens all the time, your former employer merges with the new company, changes names, or clothes. Well, what happened to your pension? What happened to the 401k? The PBGC is supposed to try and find you, but they are not always successful. Wonder why. If the PBGC can't find you, then they're going to add your name to the agency's missing participants database. Okay. Where anyone who suspects they have missing retirement money, that may be you, can search for unclaimed benefit. That's why I want you to write that name down again. Write this down. The PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. They have this list of missing participants database where you could put your name in there and see if you have some money coming your way. Who knows? This could be just some extra revenue that's rightfully yours. And if you don't collect it, see ya. What's interesting is now the government's getting involved in this. There is legislation coming from both sides of the Senate right now. This was introduced in March. This is going to create an online registry for workers to locate all of their employer-sponsored plans. This is pretty good. The bill is going to require plans to report when account balances of less than $5,000 have been rolled into an IRA for missing employees. This is another area where, because under $5,000, oh, well, but hey, that could be $2,000 or $3,000 that's yours. Then all of a sudden, somebody else's just because you didn't even know it was out there. So this is some new legislation that hopefully will change that. But right now it's on you. So that's why I need you to go check this out. Terminated plans generally must attempt to find missing participants. But get this. This is what blew me away when I read this story. MetLife, which assumes pension obligations from employers that no longer want to manage them. This happens all the time. Think about it. You leave work, you think they want to chase you down and talk to you anymore? Of course not, particularly if you left in a acrimonious situation. Think they're going to call you? No. Well, MetLife recently admitted that they didn't search hard enough for 13,500 people who were owed annuity payments going back 25 years. Are you serious? So this is really going on. So avoid losing your benefit. Tell your former employer whenever your address changes. Now, I know a lot of you move around, and particularly when you started working, maybe you lived in an apartment here, you moved to another place over there, finally bought a house after three or four moves. Sounds familiar. I can relate to that, but that's what happens. And when you do that, if they don't know how to find you, guess what? PBGC scores. So if you need help tracking down a lost pension or a 401k, contact the Federal Employee Benefit Security Administration. Or there's another area where you can go look on the database. Again, I'll tell you it again. The PBGC, and this is for Missing Participants Database. You're going to want to check this out. Now, I want to talk to you about an important distinction between what the 401k offer and what an IRA offer. All right, we're going to shift here a little bit. 401ks, 403bs, and TSPs are strictly retirement savings plans. They're not, I'm going to repeat, they are not income plans. So if you're age 50 or older, you should be preparing for how you're going to turn your retirement savings into retirement income. See, 401ks and other employer savings plans were designed to accomplish the goal of savings. They weren't designed to help you get to retirement or through retirement. That's the big deal. So maybe you're listening to me right now and you feel pretty good about this market. Your current investment plan's going well. Let's face it, we're all out of that 08 cycle. Values are back up again. The NASDAQ hit an all-time high again this week, even though it closed down for the week. It was still hit an all-time high once again. Dow and S&P are right up there at the top again. So you feel like there's no need for a change, right? Things just feel too good. And let's face it, nothing bad has really happened yet. Remember Jack Welch? Jack was CEO of GE when GE was an amazing company. He was one of the best CEOs, in fact, in history. And what Jack said was this: change before you have to. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can possibly do. It's like putting your seatbelt on after you got in an automobile accident. It's not going to help you afterwards. You must put it on before you put the car in gear. If you're worried about making the wrong decision when it comes to turning your 401k into lifetime income, or even running out of money in retirement, then you're effectively driving around without a seatbelt right now. You need to get in front of this right now with 100% clarity before you make a bad decision and it ends up costing you big time. You're listening to me right now. This is your sign. Your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan is on the right track. Wondering if you're going to have enough to end up financially secure, to travel, and have all the freedom you want to. I talked to Libby yesterday and we were talking about going to London. She's always wanted to go to Italy her whole life. And guess what? I told her to go for it. And she's going to do it. And she thanked me. And I really love that. That's why I do this. In our office, we have a CPA. We have 3 estate planning attorneys and 15 financial advisors who work as a team to help you understand how you can go to Italy. Don't wait until it's too late. We want to help you achieve your goals right now with my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Call this number, 888-588-5818. In this plan, you can find out if you can do this right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, just add it all up. Call this number, 888-588-5818. There's no charge for this. As long as you're one of the first 10 callers right now, it'll be absolutely free. Call this number, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, I'm going to tell you about a hidden tax break in your 401k that you could be missing out on. You don't want to miss this one. It's all coming up next on the Protect Your Assets show, so keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. As an investor, you absolutely need to know about all of your fees, learn what they are, and how to potentially reduce your fees by calling the Liberty Group for a no-obligation investment fee analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818 to set up your personal appointment. That's 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. I hope you're going to the gym right now, or maybe you're at the gym right now. Listen to me. You got your workout. You feel it? We're doing those push-ups right now. We're doing some jumping jacks. Maybe you're out there walking down the trail. Breathing deeply. Come on. This is all about it right now. We're burning that fat. Yes, indeed. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander. It's a Protect Your Assets show. It's all about protecting your most important asset, your physical body, because without that, money doesn't mean a thing. Don't forget that. If you want to learn more about how you can retire, maybe find out a more tax breaks, maybe get a little more personal without getting too personal, we're doing some more workshops, and we're going to be doing one September 6th down in Mountain View, and I would encourage you to check out our website, libertygroupllc.com. Again, libertygroupllc.com. You can go to the workshops tab, click on that tab, and you'll see the September 6th Mountain View workshop. Great restaurant there. You can register right there. You can bring a friend if you'd like. We would love to see you. It's a great way to get some more information, but you got to take action. Those seats do fill up and we sell that one out. So I would get on that right now. Want to wish a happy birthday. Got a happy birthday to Diane Moffitt, Karen Norman, and my buddy Rick Sheldon. Happy birthday to all of you guys. I hope you have a great birthday week. This morning, you've tuned into possibly the most important show when it comes to your financial and physical life this weekend. Other shows are busy pitching you the annuity of the week or an expensive collection of mutual funds. We try and help you explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. And today's show is no exception, especially if you've just changed jobs or you're looking to retire. You're probably wondering if you should take your 401k with you or leave it behind. Getting this decision right can translate into a much larger balance in your retirement savings, and this is important stuff. That's why this morning we've been discussing, when leaving your job, should you take your 401k with you? And what other things should you be thinking about? So what about this hidden tax break in your 401k I've been talking about all morning? Well, have you ever heard of this? Again, write it down. NUA. That's right. NUA stands for Net Unrealized Appreciation. Now, what am I talking about? If you use this approach, the NUA approach, at retirement, you may be able to qualify for a much lower tax rate, as low as zero. Yes, zero is my hero, and it should be yours. 0% on all that company stock that you've held in your 401k plan. Now, this is so important right now. I want to talk to you about this, particularly because of what happened to Facebook and Twitter this past week. This happens all the time in the Bay Area. I don't want you to forget about this. This happens to so many clients. I've seen this for over 20 years doing this business, that people forget. They accumulate all the stock in their 401k, and then something bad happens, and they lose a significant portion of their wealth. So this approach I'm going to talk to you about right now can get you out of that situation, or at least get you prepared for where you're going. And if you do it right, you could pay 0% tax on that stock. How do you do this? So during your working years, I know what you've been doing. You've been contributing to your 401k plan because that's what you do. And in that plan, your company may offer the choice to invest in company stock. And of course, that's not a bad idea. And so over the years, your employer stock may have increased dramatically in value because you were lucky. But if you take a withdrawal from your 401k, you owe ordinary income tax on that unless you apply this net unrealized appreciation strategy, which can convert your employer stock from taxation at income tax rates as high as 37% federal. Let's not forget the state of California, on top of that, to a much lower capital gains tax rate of up to 0%. While the NUA conversion may seem like a no-brainer, not everyone should do an NUA. And if you do, you have to carefully follow a strict protocol or you could face penalties and taxes. So let me give you some of the basic steps to perform your own NUA transfer on employer stock. First, request that your retirement plan distribute the shares of your company's stock to a taxable account. Non-employer stock like mutual funds can't do this. They have to be rolled over to your IRA to preserve their tax-deferred status. Next, you're going to pay ordinary income tax on just the cost basis of the stock, not today's value, the cost basis. Next, converted stock shares are now taxed at the capital gains rates when you go to sell it. And that's what we're after here, to pay that lower tax rate on the growth, on the gain. This could add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars if you're in this situation. Let me give you an example. Let's say you work for Procter & Gamble and you've saved $800,000 in your 401k. $300,000 of that's in mutual funds. $500,000 is in P&G stock, which you paid $50,000 for over all the years you were working there. That's called your cost basis. You would separate the $300,000 in mutual funds by rolling them into an IRA from the $500,000 of stock, which is going to get distributed to a brokerage account. Remember, the non-IRA taxable account. You're going to owe income tax on that $50,000. Remember, that was your cost basis of the P&G stock. But you convert the remaining stock value of $450,000 to the low capital gains rates. And you get to choose when you cash shares in and actually pay that capital gain tax. Now, there are a few other pitfalls to avoid with this NUA strategy. The 401k must be completely rolled out before the calendar year end, or you're going to blow your NUA. So don't wait till December. State income taxes must be taken into consideration, particularly here in California. And employer plans may offer creditor protection that a basic brokerage account may not, unless you structure it properly by talking to a member of my team. You only get one opportunity to convert your employer stock within your 401k to a lower effective tax rate using this NUA strategy. So you got to make sure you get this right. That's why it's so important to imagine when you retire, what's that going to actually look like? Have you thought about it? Are you going to retire where and when you want to? Sit on that beach with your daughter, looking out at the waves and the seals in the ocean. No one's around you. It's beautiful. Sun's rising. Glassy water. And you're enjoying. Are you going to be struggling? Are you going to be going to work? Not spending time with your family? Dealing with the traffic? Hopes and dreams are only going to take you so far. But to retire successfully today, you need my Protect Your Assets Life Plan. I'm going to make it easy for you right now to get started with my customized plan. Here's how it works. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a savings account, 401k, IRA, pick up the phone and call us right now. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to listen to you. Isn't that interesting? We're going to do our best to review everything with you and try to understand what your hopes and dreams are. Then we're going to outline all of your options in writing, where we're going to reveal actual strategies like this NUA strategy that we use with our own clients. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, that number is 888-588-5818. This analysis is ideally suited for people who are thinking about retiring or retiring within the next 10 years. It's a perfect time to get this information. What you learn in this one strategy could change everything for you. To change, to get yours, here's what you got to do. Pick up the phone right now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. No one's going to help you with this sort of strategy. We will. Take action now. Find out what you can do. Call 888-588-5818. Want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team this morning for putting together another great show. My executive producer, Anthony Kojikari, network manager, Kevin Renfer, and of course, all my fabulous producers back there in the studio for helping out today. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, bring me your dream. Making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.